AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The White House is sending up to 450 additional U.S. troops to Iraq to train Iraqi army forces and Sunni militias. The goal is to have those forces, especially the militias, more involved in the fight against Islamic State group in Sunni-dominated Anbar province. Michael Eisenstadt, who is an Iraq War veteran and senior fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, says that the government in Baghdad seems to be part of the problem rather than the solution in Iraq.
There's a lot of problems in the way that the Iraqi government functions. So I'm not sure the sending 500 additional trainers is going to make a lot of difference if Iraq continues to conduct itself business as usual.
Pressure is mounting on the Iraqi government to prevent further discontent, particularly among Sunnis living in the militant-held areas and Kurds in northern Iraq. The National Transportation Safety Board says the engineer of an Amtrak train involved in a fatal crash in Philadelphia was not using his cell phone at the time of that high-speed crash.
The NTSB checked phone records, and there were no indications the engineer was calling or texting while the train was in operation. Records from Amtrak confirm engineer Brandon Bastian did not have access to the Wi-Fi system on the train. Eight people were killed in the crash last month. Bastian has told investigators he had no recollection of the crash. His lawyer has said the engineer kept his cell phone in a bag and used it to call 911 after the crash. Accident investigators have said previously they have not found any mechanical problems with the train. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The man accused of abducting and killing a University of Virginia student last year enters an Alford plea on charges that he attacked and molested a woman in Northern Virginia in 2005. In today's plea, Jesse Matthew admits prosecutors have enough evidence to convict him, but he maintains his innocence. He still faces prosecution in the killing of student Hannah Graham. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 252. This is AP Radio News. House GOP leaders hope to have a vote on Friday on White House trade measures. Jerry Boatlander has more from Capitol Hill.
The vote on giving the president fast-track trade authority, the ability to strike deals that Congress can only approve or reject but not change, is expected to be close, with House supporters currently appearing to be short of the votes they need. House Speaker John Boehner says they have momentum, but stressed there's a bipartisan responsibility to approve the measure.
So that we can continue to expand our economy and expand incomes in our country.
Most Democrats are opposed, fearing it'll result in the loss of jobs in the U.S. Right now, fewer than two dozen Democrats appear likely to vote for it. Jerry Boatlander, Capitol Hill.
Pope Francis has set up a new Vatican tribunal to hear cases of bishops who fail to protect children from sexually abusive priests. Vatican says Francis has approved proposals made by his sexual abuse advisory board. That tribunal is one of those recommendations. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.